Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back, 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Mike McCarty is with us, folks. He's a new friend. He's brand new to the show. He and I have been working together for a little while now on a project that we're going to be telling you about. He's with Comcast. You know that cable company, right? And he's in charge of the business services and commercial sales with the in the Seattle market, Seattle, Washington market. And he's here to talk to us about, first up, I want to get Mike to talk to us about how the economy is going over there. Mike McCarty, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning.
It's good to have you here. And by the way, I'll go ahead and get this off the table. Thank you for inviting me to come to your event next Thursday. I'm really looking forward to it. Tell the audience a little bit about what's going to happen next Thursday.
Sure. Well, we in Comcast Business Services are vitally involved in the small business community, and we are always looking for opportunities for partnerships, things of value to bring to our small business customers and their leadership. And when Bloomberg approached us with this opportunity to have a speaker like yourself come out, we jumped on it. And we're looking forward to have you come out and share some knowledge and help our small business owners with some of the challenges and some of the opportunities that they face.
So that's next Thursday. That's where I'm going to be, folks, and looking forward to that. Thank you for the invitation. And I want to talk about that in a little bit. I want to talk about pulling something like that together, how other markets, how other communities can learn from this sort of thing and working with partners. We're going to do that in the next segment. But right now, Mike, I want you to talk to us a little bit about how things are going. We just had an election. Your senatorial race was just determined with the incumbent Patty Murray, as I remember. She's now going to continue to be your senator out there. That's kind of behind you now, and people can look forward. I think beyond now, we're beyond the election. I think that's going to help things a lot. But talk to us a little bit about the economy in Seattle.
Sure. I've lived in Seattle for over 40 years, and one of the things that has come to be true is that tucked up in this corner of the nation, we seem to be the last into a recession and kind of the last out. So we're...
Why do you think that is, Mike?
I don't know. I'm an economics major and a finance minor, and I couldn't tell you.
Yeah.
But maybe we're out here in the outpost. But, in talking to small business owners, as we do every day, we're seeing that no more deer in the headlights. Mm-hmm. What we're seeing is, yes, there's some empty doors on Main Street, but there's some, the worst is over. That's why I love working with small business owners, entrepreneurs, because they're so optimistic.
They're pathological optimists, Mike.
Exactly. And they're saying to us, look, I'm actually seeing business. It's not dropping. It's steadying. And actually, I'm just seeing a small uptick in business. So.
Don't you think now that we've come through the fire, Mike, and a recession is not pretty. Nobody wants one, but it is a cleansing event, and the marketplace now is only occupied by those entities, those organizations that have the ability to survive, and so that means that they're doing something right. Don't you think that where we're going is going to be pretty exciting for those companies?
Well, I it's so funny you say that because I'm an absolute believer. Unfortunately, a recession is like a Darwinism in that, questionable business models, weak
right.
business models, those who didn't plan
right.
Tend to get taken out. Those who survive, and when we talk to these small businesses, they're always, I'm amazed at some of the strategies they're employing and best practices they're employing to survive and thrive, and when they come out, as we come out of this recession, they'll be poised to take market share and grow their business.
Right. And are you seeing people kind of getting excited about that? I mean, are they getting at this point? Are they starting to see the telltale signs of that? The advanced signs of that?
We're getting close. I don't know if anybody's
nobody's popping a champagne bottles yet.
Not well. They got the bottles, but they're on ice. And,
what are you seeing, small business owners in your area? What are some of the things you're seeing people do that are pretty exciting and innovative? Are you seeing people? You know, what are you seeing in terms of what they're doing that you consider to be very 21st century thinking?
Well, you know, we're in the telecom business, right? Internet, telephone, cable television services, the business. And so we have a nice niche in that we're helping customers be, small business owners be real productive. And I'm seeing them use telecom services to make their business more productive, whether it's, Microsoft communication services or more speed in their internet.
Mm-hmm.
They're making them, they're just, I had a guy yesterday tell me, we're just doing a whole lot more with fewer people and deploying our resources more efficiently.
That's what technology is doing, isn't it? I mean, technology is allowing companies, large and small, to do more business. And it's not that they'll, you know, what I found, Mike, is it doesn't mean that they'll have less people maybe ultimately than they had at one time. It just means they'll have the same people and they'll do more.
They have to. Absolutely have to.
They'll be doing more business with the same people. So if they used to have 20 people, and now they did $5 million with 20 people, and now they have, 12 people, and they're doing $3 million. When they get back to 20 million, or I should say 5 million, when they get back to 20 employees, they may be doing $10 million.
Yep, exactly.
Because of the technology. And so what you're saying is that the people who have survived recognize that their future is going to lie in the ability to leverage technology, isn't it?
Absolutely. When the economy begins to challenge businesses, that's where even more creativity comes out.
And the cloud, this is the web-based tools, what we also call the cloud. This is the future, because I boil this all down to simple terms, Mike. And the simplest term is apps. Apps are our future, and apps are in the cloud.
And it doesn't matter whether it's a cell phone or whether it's a
desktop. I've got apps for a desktop. That we offer. Hey, Mike, give us the website quickly.
The website for Comcast Business Services is businessclass.comcast.net.
All right, so check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 after. We're going to talk about the big event next week when we come back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.